here says, Mailstream Ministries, helping men grow deeper roots and bear godly fruit. And the president of this ministry is Brother Boris Wiggins. And all of those that have shared with me who from this church have come in contact with Brother Boris and certainly with Linda this morning have testified about what a wonderful, delightful thing it is to have fellowship with this man. And so you make Brother Boris Wiggins welcome as he comes to share with us about Mailstream.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay? Is this okay? Okay, is that okay?
There you go.
My wife motioned for something. Okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Boris Wiggins with Mailstream Ministries, and I just want to say, I want to say thank you to Sister Jeanette, is that correct? She's the main reason I'm here, because she was obedient to the Lord, and she got a hold of Brother Buck. So Brother Buck and I have met a couple of times and fellowshipped a little bit and talked about Mailstream Ministries and men's fraternity, and Brother Buck, he's been going to Pastor Jim, and so I see how the Lord has connected the dots. So I first want to start off by just saying, Brother Jim, thank you. I'm very honored that you would welcome my wife and I into your home here. And you guys, I want to tell you guys have certainly made my wife and I feel welcome, and we appreciate that. We feel right at home because we are the only African-American people at our church. So, and of course, I never think about that, you know, just because, like God, I see no color. And God doesn't see any color. So we feel right at home, and you guys have done a phenomenal job in making us feel welcome here. I am going to be very brief, and I want to start off by apologizing to you guys, because Linda and I will have to slip out as soon as I'm done. We are faced with a major decision. We have a huge 7-pound Maltese puppy that the Lord has blessed us with. He's been with us for the last 8 years. It seemed like it's been 50 years. But when Linda got home before I did on Friday afternoon, he was just about unconscious. And so we rushed him to the emergency room. So since Friday night, we've been talking back and forth to the doctor about different things. What should we do? I'm not sure how many pet owners and lovers we have here, but I'm telling you, I outside of Jesus and my wife, I love that little man. And so we're going to leave straight from here and go talk with the doctor to see what do we do next. Is it time for Romeo to go home and be with the Lord, or do we continue to let the bill run up? And we so keep us really in your prayers. That's major in our lives right there. So I wanted to share that with you guys. You know how men's fraternity. How I was introduced to men's fraternity, and I'll back up. How Mailstream Ministry was birthed was, you know, growing up as a young man. I'm a native of North Carolina. I grew up right here. Well, I say right here, but in Raleigh, South Raleigh. Grew up in South Raleigh, and I did all the bad things that one could do. Really wasn't walking with the Lord. Grew up in church, but just wasn't walking with the Lord. And the older I got, And when I become to know the Lord, I said, Lord, what is going on? Why aren't men excited about you like they are when NC State, Carolina, or Duke playing ball? Well, you know, why when men go to a ball game, they are the loudest things out there. But when we come to the house of the Lord, we are just quiet. So God just began to deal with me and said, you know, one of the main reasons is, Boris, is that most men, they really don't know how to relate to one another from God's perspective. So what I would love for you to do is start a ministry. And I said, start a ministry for men? Who am I? I'm the least qualified, you know, Lord. And I said, there are so many men's ministries that's around in the Raleigh area that I know of. Danny Lotz, most of you know Danny Lotz. That's Billy Graham's son-in-law. I've been to his men's meeting every Friday morning. They meet. It's about 100 men that meet actually in a bar in Raleigh at the Hilton every Friday morning. They've been doing it for 69 years. For 42 years. They've been doing that men meeting for 42 years. So I just said, Lord, there are so many men's meetings out here, and what part do I play? And God said, you know, I think there are enough men in the world to where I can bring just a few men and you boys that you can coach, mentor, and love on and encourage. And I said, okay. So in all of that, a dear friend of mine by the name of Pastor Earl Fincher up at Crossroads Fellowship, we met, we connected, the Lord connected us somehow. And I got to tell him in my heart, and he said, Boris, well, we have 200 men that meet here every Monday night. I said, 200 men that meet every Monday night? He said, yeah, man, you ought to come and join us. And so I went up there, because I just come, 200 men every Monday night, and they wasn't serving chicken or the ball game was playing. Something's going on here. So sure enough, I went up there, and these men were so excited about to be in this men's gathering. And I said, well, what are they studying? What kind of curriculum has gotten these men so excited? And it was the men's fraternity curriculum. Well, when I discovered that Pastor Robert Lewis out in Arkansas, he has 1,400, I'll say that again, 1,400 men that attend a men's Bible study every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. I was just blown away. I was blown away. 1,400 men? That's three or four small, that's three or four churches, you know. And sure enough, Earl said, I didn't believe it neither, Boris. And he took a couple of guys up to Arkansas, and they went up there. And he said, we were gonna see if they were serving breakfast or something, giving out prizes or something was going on up there. So he and his two guys from Raleigh, they got up there about 5:15. The church was pitch black dark. So he looked at his guys and said, yeah, 1,400 is probably more like 100, you know. So 5:30 came. No lights, no men or anything. So about 5:45, he said it was like football field, man. The lights of the church went on, and he said all of a sudden cars started pulling in like they were going to the Civic Center giving away free stuff. Men were coming from everywhere. And this is at 6 a.m. in the morning. And he went there, and he was blown away. So he developed a relationship with Pastor Jim, not Jim, that's real pastor, but excuse me here, my mind's going in and out a little bit. But he developed a relationship with the pastor up there, and he was blown away. So that's when he introduced it to his church. And I want to tell you just a little bit about what men's fraternity is about. I pray that out of something I say today will get the men excited. I know the women will be excited. Because if we had a few more minutes, I would bring my wife up and let her share. But I'm telling you, this is something, this is a curriculum that every man in here at every age, I don't care if a man is 16 years old or if he's 90 years old in here today, you will gain an awesome new revelation about the Lord Jesus Christ just with a group of men. All right, men's fraternity. It's talking about becoming an authentic man. This 24-session study focuses on a man's core identity and gives an overview of the basic manhood issues. It will help men deal with various identity issues by looking back at his past and other things that have distorted his ideal of biblical masculinity. Throughout the course of men's fraternity, men will learn how to clearly define manhood and to finally be able to give a passionate answer to the question, what is a man? And what am I living to be? Most men, I don't care how long we've been in church, we can't give you an honest answer when someone asks that. You know, I couldn't before going through men's fraternity. This captivating journey will help men resolve past pain. It will also embrace a biblical definition of manhood. This curriculum will allow men to develop their own personal manhood plan. And I'm going to leave a manhood plan with Pastor Jim. And also for us men, there are samples, man. It gives you a sample of how you can complete your manhood plan. I'm telling you this, if every man would complete this personal manhood plan, you will discover some things about yourself than you... things that will blow your mind. God will really speak through this. It's almost like your own personal diary. When the men at our church went through this, And of course, like most men, he's like, man, I don't know what to write about myself. And Robert walks us through that each night. Each session, Robert walks us through basically how to complete this. And it's so amazing because it's normally the older man that says, I've been saved for 50 years. I have this thing down packed. I'm fine. But, you know, if Jesus was to ask that man's wife, is that man walking everything that he walked on Sunday in the home? I don't know. I think we may get some different answers here. Will y'all still love me when I leave from here? Will you still love me? I love you guys. All right. I just picked out what I did. There are 24 sessions in this first study of men's fraternity. It's a three-part series is what it is. The first part is an authentic man. The second one is what we're about to start at my church, is winning at home and work. That's really awesome. And then the third one is a man in his journey. But I wanted to pick out a couple of the chapter titles for this first session, if God leads you guys to do this. One of the chapters is going to be, one of the titles, I should say, is The Four Faces of Manhood. Man, that just really blew me away. That, you know, men, did you realize that we as men, we are walking in four faces? There are four faces to our life that really mold and shape us. And this is really cool because I'm kind of giving you some, you know, I see a lot of strange looks, but I'm giving you, kind of like my wife, you know, when we're watching a movie, she'll say, what's going to happen next, babe? What's going to happen next? And I'll say, no, we got to watch the movie. We got to watch the movie. So I want to get you excited just a little bit about a couple of the things. But The Four Faces of Manhood, just that DVD alone will bless you. There's another chapter title. It's talking about First Steps to Authentic Manhood. What it's talking about is looking back as men. What Robert will lead us to is we will look back from when we were a childhood, how we were shaped. You know, how we're shaped right in there as a man. Why we react in certain ways. You know, why we think a certain way. So he takes us back there to see if there's any roots that need to be pulled up or need to be dealt with. So that is really awesome there. Another chapter, the second step to authentic manhood is unpacking. I love his analogy. He has this suitcase. He walks up on his stage. Robert walks up on the stage and he has a suitcase. Well, inside the suitcase, he has another suitcase. And inside that suitcase, he has another suitcase. And the long of the short of that is, every one of us men, we have a suitcase. It's a huge suitcase, or it's a medium-sized suitcase, or it may just be an overnight pack bag. But regardless if it's the overnight pack bag or if it's a large suitcase, I don't know about you, but if there's anything in my small bag that I need the Lord to help me deal with, I want that done. Amen? Amen? So he kind of goes there a little bit. And another title is Facing the Father in the Mother Wound. You know, even if your parents are deceased this morning, we all know that mom and dad played a major part in shaping our lives. But some of us, male and female, we are still wounded by something mom or dad did years ago when we were small, and we have never really dealt with it. So for most men, if we don't deal with those things, it will definitely hold you back to becoming all that God wants you to be. So I really love how he deals with that. Another chapter is the all alone wound. The average man is all alone. And what do you mean by that, Boris? You could come here and have a phenomenal Sunday, but during the week, Monday through Saturday, if there is not a man in your life that if you're dealing with something that you can't go to and be completely open and honest with, we're missing a boat there as men. And every man in this place on the earth need at very minimum at least one other man that he can go to and just talk to. I mean, it may not be anything major going on, but just another man to talk with and just talk things over, because we can't, there's just that connection. Our wives are phenomenal, praise God for them. We I don't know what we'd do without them, but there are some things that a man can do for us that our wives can't. You know, it's that language that we have, that's that understanding as men that we have there. Another chapter title, it really talks about mentoring other men. Praise God, If you're making your wife happy, if you're serving your wife and you're serving Pastor Jim, you're excited about the Lord, praise God, I'm glad that you're there. Are you pouring that into another gentleman? Have you taken the time to pour that excitement and that knowledge and wisdom into another man of God? You know, I don't know. I didn't do it until starting to dive through this. And reason being is because you figure when you go to work, you work hard all day long, and then you come home, you may have to cut the lawn, or you may have to play with the kids. That's a full-time job. But we still need to make sure that we are pouring our wisdom and the revelation that we have about life, not even about the word, but about life, into someone that's not quite there. The wounded heart. Robert really does a phenomenal job of talking about the wounded heart. A man having a wounded heart. Robert says in some of the messages that most men, we don't realize that we've been wounded as a man. You know, I'm sure every one of you in here at some point in your life have been disappointed in somebody, or disappointed from work, or somewhere you've been disappointed. Well, that thing has a way of attaching itself to our heart, and we need to deal with that. So he's talking to men. So as men, we'll dive in there and we'll see what's going on there. He also talks about relationships with sons and daughters. There was one gentleman that was in the DVD, in Robert's church. He was a doctor, a very, very famous guy, and I don't know, his father may have been in his 70s or so, and he said, I blew it with my son. I tried to have a good relationship with my son. I wasn't a good father, and there's just no hope there. And after he went through men's fraternity, and Robert encouraged him, why don't you call your son? So he called his son, and because his son was out of town, he was a practicing doctor out of town also, he called his son. Son, I'm busy that weekend, Dad. He said, okay. Called him again the next week. Hey, son, all I want to do is come up and spend the weekend with you. Go fishing or just do something. I'm sorry, Dad, I'm busy that weekend. So he called him a third time. And finally his son said, wow, Dad's not going to give up. All you want to do is spend a weekend with him. Hadn't seen him in years. And sure enough, he flew up, made the connection with his son. They had a phenomenal weekend. Didn't talk about any agendas or anything. But they had a phenomenal weekend, and I'm telling you, that changed the whole relationship. So I just want to say, if there's someone in here that has had a fallout with a parent, if they're still living, or a son or daughter, he encourages us how to get that relationship where the Lord wants it to be. And I know you're receiving all of this from Pastor Jim. I know it. But see, when it's something different when men get together, and we start diving into this thing and start being really, really open and honest, It's just something different there when men get together. All right, another thing he talks about is 25 practical ways to be a servant leader. This right here will definitely step on men's toes. It stepped on mine really hard. And he's talking about serving our wives, man. You know, being a true servant leader, talking about how we serve our wives and how do we serve others before ourselves. And again, you know, I would have to say most men will say, I'm doing a phenomenal job. I take care of all the bills at home. The grass is cut. You know, all the honeydews list is done. That's my wife. Well, if Jesus was to ask the wife, how's he treating you? How's he responding to you when he's had a hard day at work and he just don't want to talk with you? You know, I don't know. Only the wives can answer that. But it is something I believe in. I believe that we as men need to come up higher in. Every one of us as men. I thought I'd get one amen, but all right. This is my favorite one here, this chapter title. He takes Genesis and he talks about manhood. You know, what you know, we all know that he created Adam first and then Eve. And we all know that when Eve fell, for many years, I thought Adam was kind of off doing his own thing. But, you know, the Bible says that Adam was right there. Right there when she's having this conversation with Satan. Right there. So he talks about how most of us men, we allow our wives to have a conversation with Satan. Now, it may not be directly in the home, but it could be through TV. you know, what we're watching in our homes, the radio. So I really love how he brings the two together. And he talks about that. You know, he talks about either we're going to lead like the first Adam or the second Adam. The first Adam, you know, he let us down. But the second Adam, praise God, he did not let us down. And that's Jesus. Amen. He did not let us down, man. For that reason, man, we're going to all spend eternity together. And that's going to be a beautiful thing. Another one that he talks about, chapter title, the biblical definition of manhood. I think that is really awesome. It blew us all away because, you know, we think, oh, I know what an authentic man is. I know what a real man is. But the way Robert brings that thing all together, it really keeps your attention. And you say, wow, it helps you to look at a few things. And then it talks about a man and his wife. I touched on that a little earlier, how we should go up another level in honoring our wives and serving our wives. And it is really cool because if you're a male in here today and if you're single, this is even awesome because you have a jump start. I wish I would have been able to go through men's fraternity before I got married, you know, because then I would have known how to really love my wife like Christ want me to love her, not what someone on TV has told me or what I perceive or how I think I should treat her, like Christ want me to treat her. And that takes a lot of dying to self, brothers and sisters. So if you're single in here this morning, praise God, you know, for that, because you will get a lot. Our young men at our church, they are so excited. We were supposed to start our second year of men's fraternity this morning at 8:30. I have two that we do at our church. It's 8:30 on Sunday mornings and then at 7 p.m. on Monday nights. Well, a couple of the guys didn't get the email. And it was just a blessing to know that at 7:30 this morning, at 8:30 this morning, I had a couple of men there in the parking lot ready to move forward. And those men happened to be in their 20s. So that was a major, major blessing. And the last one I'd like to share, it talks about a man and his journey. And, you know, we are all, I don't care what age we are or how long we've been saved, we are all on a journey. And it's either on our own personal journey or it's either on the journey that the Lord wants us to be on. And it's going to take a lot of wisdom and willingness to discover and find out what journey am I on. And as a man, I think we owe it not only to ourselves, but to our wife and to Pastor Jim to discover what journey am I on. Am I just coming to church one Sunday a month so I can make my wife happy? Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm sure you don't have any like that here, Brother Jim, Pastor Jim. I know you don't have any like that. But you know, I mean, am I just excited about the Lord sometimes? And you know, because when Jesus walked this earth, man, everywhere he went, people were so excited. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Well, when you're on your job, when you come to the Lord, when you come to the church, it's people running up to you and say, hey, brother, I know something awesome happened in your life this week at work. What happened? Tell me what it was. I don't know. Is people doing that to you? So I just want to say thank you guys for allowing me to be here and share this time with you. Really want to thank Pastor Jim. And I really want to just encourage you, brothers, to look at the men's fraternity DVDs. Take 6 weeks. Just take six. Well, I say 6 weeks, but six different times to look at men's fraternity. What it is, it's a DVD. It's about a 45-minute DVD. And I know, men, if you're like me, I said, 45 minutes? There is no way I can look at a DVD and stay woke and excited for 45 minutes. But I want to tell you, Robert is, before every message that he goes into, he tells a joke. I mean, and they're the funniest jokes. And if you can picture 1,400 men every Wednesday morning and they're alert and they're woke and they're, you know, they're excited, that is something awesome. But I want you to please pray about going through with the men's fraternity. This is going to happen right here. I won't have anything to do with it. This is going to happen right here amongst you guys in your own congregation. And what you do is you take 45 minutes, you look at the DVD, and then what happens after the DVD, you will break up into groups, and it'll be four or five men per group. And the cool thing about that is you stay with the same group throughout the whole curriculum. And what happens there is you develop a relationship with one another, Well, probably about that third, fourth, or sixth week, you really begin to open up. I have seen it. I had one gentleman that's kind of, you know, kind of rough and kind of hard, and I just knew this brother was not, you know, was not going to be interested in men's fraternity. You know, he's probably in his 60s, and so I just didn't think he was going to be excited about it. And he said, Boris, I'm going to come. I'm going to give you 6 weeks, brother. I said, praise God, but you're giving God 6 weeks, not me, but, you know. And I'm telling you, he was so excited. His wife, even to this day, she comes up to me at church. She says, thank you so much. Men's fraternity has changed my husband's life. And I have that. I hear that so many Sundays that the women come up to me and they say, thank you so much. I don't know what you guys, because men, praise God, whatever we discuss at men's fraternity, it stays with us. We don't go home and talk about it. As excited as I am about men's fraternity, Linda really doesn't even know what takes place with men's fraternity. All she knows is I'm getting with a group of men and we're finally taking that mask off. You know, the three masks that we wear. We wear a mask at church. Every one of you, you have a Sunday morning mask. And then you have a at work mask, and then you have that at home mask. And praise God, it's time for us to take that mask off, so that not only our wives but everyone else in here can see who we really are. So it's an awesome study. I'm going to leave here with Pastor Jim. Maybe he can make copies for you. But this is the manhood plan. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then also here are even some samples. For it literally walks you through how to do prepare your manhood plan. And last but not least, when we had our ceremony, because at the end, if you go all the way through the men's fraternity, which it'll probably take a year. You know, it took us almost a year because we took our time. But we had a ceremony that Sunday morning, and I want to tell you something. I don't know how many. I think there was not a dry eye. The morning that we had our ceremony, I invited all the men up at the front of the church, and my pastor let me have this. I had this huge sword, and I knighted each man, and sent him off and said, okay, now go show yourself a man. And these men broke into tears, because finally in their life they were honored and they knew what it meant to be a man, not only a man of God, but just a man alone. And it really excited our whole church. So God bless you all. I may have taken a little bit more than 15 minutes. But please keep Mailstream Ministries in your prayers. We are a self-supporting ministry. And I'm not here to solicit any money. I just need prayers. Because I was in the car business for 17 and a half years. I was very successful in the car business. The last 8 years that I was in the car business, I was the sales manager. And the Lord called me out of that to start Mailstream Ministries. And I thought I had just lost my mind. I thought I was hearing things when God said, you're going to start here. So we do. We are local missionaries right here in Clayton, North Carolina. And so just keep us in your prayers. And God bless you all. Enjoy your service. Thank you so much. Thank you.